What's up, podcast? Happy Tuesday. Hope you had a really nice weekend. I had a nice weekend. Erica's sister's wedding was this weekend. It was super duper special. I played the ceremony, played three songs, instrumental, acoustic guitar. It was such a beautiful ceremony, and it was such a great weekend. It was awesome. I don't know what else to say about it, you know? I don't want to go into, like, too much detail for you guys, you know what I mean? But it was, like, amazing. That's all I can say. It was a blast, did a ton of dancing, and just had a great time with everybody. You know what I mean? It was good. Okay, so I did the launch on Thursday, and it was great. It was great, but I thought I'd use this episode as a great opportunity to talk about, like, organic reach when you launch something, which is, I feel like a lot of people don't talk about this. So one thing I've noticed is when you promote something as a post, not like you boost the post, but like let's say like when I make a post talking about my launch, like, oh, it's now live, those kind of posts always like do a lot worse than like any other thing you'd post. You know what I mean? So when I announced on Thursday that like, oh, it's live now, blah, 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 like the amount of engagement that I got and like the organic, the reach that I got was significantly lower. And that happened on the day that I released Wavelength. I remember that too. I remember like it was like Wavelength is now live, woo! And I had a picture of the album cover and that was my post. And it just like did like 40% as well as like another like good picture post would do, like a good picture post. And I don't know, it's like it's hard because when you launch something, you release something, the picture that you release, especially, I guess I'm mainly talking about Instagram and Facebook, the picture like has to be really great. Like an album cover is not enough. Like maybe you holding the album cover, and that's what I did like a month before I released Wavelength. There was like a picture of me like in the snow holding the album cover, announcing the album artwork and the name. And that got like, I mean, I'm just going to judge it on likes because that's like a good way to measure like it reach and engagement. I forgot how, I don't know, I got like 80 comments or something like that. And, or I guess it's more like 40, 50, because I respond to the comments, so it like doubles, like the number doubles. So it was like 40 to 50 comments and like 480 likes. And then on the day that I released Wavelength, I had just the picture of just the album cover, and I got like 200 likes. Like it just did significantly like worse, like it, you know, like 40% as good. I've noticed that. And that happened again this past Thursday when I had a picture. It was a picture of my studio setup. I thought it was like a really good picture, but it's crazy. I don't know if it's because like it's like Instagram can detect that you're trying to promote something. You're trying to like announce something. It's because they want you to pay for it. I don't know what the deal is with that, what the algorithm is with that. But it's really annoying. And, you know, in order to get people to sign up for your email, to take action organically, it's such a struggle, and you have to really like think creatively. So what I've been doing is, you know, when Thursday happened, I made the post. It went on Facebook and Instagram. I put it on my story. That's another thing. Even your story, if you just smack it on your story, you're like swipe up to join the email list. Like that's now live. Man, like a good story will get like 600 views for me, or like a really great music quiz will get like 900 views or like 1,000 views. And like a shitty story that's like not engaging will get like 200 views total, like in 24 hours, or like 300 maybe. This one got like 300, you know, like 250. It like wasn't a lot organically. But if you do something entertaining and you like tell a story, or like you have like, I think my best story I ever did was I made like a 12 picture story on my Instagram stories showing how to take the dirt and stuff out of your bass strings and your acoustic strings and like how you boil it. I had like step one, do this, step two, do this. And I got like 1,500 views. It was crazy because it was engaging. But if you just smack up like, oh, this is now live, that I've been talking about this for a week now, or like 2 weeks or a month, it's now live, like swipe up. If that's just your story, it's not going to do well. Like the algorithm will just punish you for like not being engaging. And maybe because they can sense that you're trying to like get them to take action. They want you to pay to play, you know? So alas, I did the organic post. I did the story. I had it on Facebook. And then I ran ads. I ran ads to my warm audience. So I ran ads to people that have seen at least one of my videos on Instagram for 50% of the way through the video. And it's expensive, man. I threw like $150 at it. I just stopped it just now. It's Tuesday, so I ran it on Thursday afternoon. So I stopped it just to save some money. Like I didn't like. I feel like it wasn't doing a good enough job. So I have about like 50 signups right now, and I just feel like a huge chunk of my audience still doesn't even freaking know about this email list. You know, it's really frustrating. So I just, but again, this was just the launch of what I want to be starting forever, you know, like the email list, like building the audience. So I have 50 in the list now, which is great. But it's always going to be there. Like if I make a YouTube video or something like that, I'm going to hopefully get people to go there, like, you know, drive traffic through to that landing page to sign up for the email list. It's on my website. You know, you want it everywhere. It's the link in my bio on Instagram. Oh, I got to put it on Facebook. I have yet to do that. You know what? I'm going to do that right after this. I got to put it on Facebook. And so I did that. What else? Hold on. And I think I'm done with running ads for that right now. I just feel like what I was spending was not equating to the emails I was getting. Another thing is that maybe because it's MailChimp or maybe the person's internet, but like when I tried using my girlfriend to sign up, like the swipe up, it just like took forever. Like if you went to my store and you actually swiped up, it just like took forever to load, and I feel like people must give up, you know, like they're just like, all right, I'll join like another time, you know, like, I'll join like down the line. And like people are lazy, you know, not everyone's gonna like fucking flock to your email list, you know. But got 50 to start, that's good. So one thing I tried doing organically was I usually do my weekend music quizzes, and I usually get really great engagement. But you know, I was still at the wedding on Saturday. I usually post on Saturday at noon, but this weekend I had to post on Sunday, and maybe it was just like an off day, but I posted and it was one of my worst stories, which I just did not expect. And at the end, in terms of like views, you know, reach, I peaked at like 500 views, where I usually do like, I don't know, six to 900 on and that's a big difference, you know? So, you know, at the end I had, it was actually my girlfriend's idea. She's like, how about instead of having them swipe up, you just put a comment box and you say, type in your email address and like, I'll input it for you. So I got 15 email signups doing that, which is cool. And I'll keep doing that. I'll keep pushing the email list this month. Hopefully I'll end up, you know, close to like 200. That'd be like a really good goal for the end of August. That'd be a great goal. My girlfriend has that email list. She doesn't really have a landing page or anything right now for her art. Erica Russo. Erica Baptiste Art, check that out on Instagram. Amazing, amazing. It's my favorite. She's my favorite artist, and I'm not biased or anything. But she gets really good email signups on live events. And that's another great – I mean, I don't perform live these days. But that is a good thing to do. I've always thought – because I've been a little like cynical about performing live, just because it's like so much effort and you hardly make any money, and it's just like a ton of effort. And I feel like people don't go to like super local shows. Like they go to like local bands, I guess, but like if you're starting out, or like it's just hard. I just feel like I'm like giving people a chore to do, to like drag them out to a show. And I don't know, I just been like semi cynical about it. But I just think I'm like, what's the point of the show other than like having fun and experience? Like if you want to drive your band further, like what are you trying to do, you know? And I feel like email lists is like the thing, you know, besides like selling merch. It's not every band starting out like has merch or wants to invest in like merch, but email list would be the way to do it. And that's what we did with the Pillow Men. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but it was like a whole musically theatrical show that my best friend and I started. And ultimately, we just didn't have enough funds to keep it going, like to match our vision. But, you know, it's incubating for the future, because it's a really awesome idea. But we would busk outside, and it was a five-piece band, and we'd play instrumentally only when we busked. There were vocals. But four of us would play while the fifth one would walk around with a clipboard. And we got tons of emails that way. He was just like, we were like wearing like devil masks. It was crazy. It was like a ton of fun. It was goofy and it was dark and it was surrealistic. It was awesome. But yeah, people are a lot more prone to give their email address in person. That's one thing that I do know is true. But my girlfriend was able to, you know, She gets like over 30, like between 30 and 40 email signups every show she does, which is great. And it helps if you give an incentive. So I don't know, considering maybe doing some like performances to get some email addresses, but I mean, I'm not going to do that right now, but I don't know. I guess I'm just thinking out loud. Organic reach really suffers, I feel, when you're trying to promote something in a post. And not everyone's going to rush to join your list. So, yeah, I wanted to share my experience with you guys with that. And I'm looking forward to just keep pushing and to just always have the email list available and always be now I'm so grateful that it's done. That was like my big goal this summer, to like learn all about MailChimp, learn the back end, design the first email, design the landing page, design the confirmation page, get everything set with the banners and the colors and the logo all in order, and just get accustomed to the back end and the layout and automation. And it's a lot, but I highly recommend it. If you want to go into get into it, like go to YouTube and just type in like MailChimp tutorial 2019. And there's like two. They're both like an hour long. And I watched one of them. I think it has like a yellow thumbnail. I learned everything I needed to know about MailChimp through that video. So highly recommend checking that out if you're interested in starting your own email community. So that's the deep dive, guys. Check it out if you haven't already. And thanks for listening, man. And I'll see you guys on Thursday. I hope that was helpful for you. Let me know if you have any questions. Love you guys. Peace out.